Moving on now with more of Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It's been a little more than a year since musical theater legend Stephen Sondheim left the world for a grander stage. He perhaps most famously wrote the lyrics to such classics as West Side Story.
Somewhere we'll find a new way of living.
We'll find a way of forgiving. Somewhere.
He wrote the lyrics and music to Sunday in the Park with George, Sweeney Todd, and so many more. Now the Pasadena Playhouse is devoting their six-month season to a celebration of his work, and it's expected to start with a special collaboration with the Pasadena Unified School District in a production of another of Sondheim's famous musicals, Into the Woods. With us today to talk about the upcoming season and this special partnership is their producing artistic director, Danny Feldman. Danny, welcome.
Hey there. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about how this season of Sondheim came together? How did you decide to include a student production with it, which is a first, right, for the Pasadena Playhouse?
It is a first. Actually, I'll go back a little further than that, but we were planning to do a celebration of the late, great Stephen Sondheim long before his death, actually. We'd been working on it here during the pandemic as a big way to come back. And when we always had an idea of how do we make it a community celebration. A lot of our work at the Playhouse here is focused, of course, on some of the greatest artists in the theater on our stage, but we also are very connected in the community. And so with Sondheim in particular, how can we make a celebration for those who've never heard of Stephen Sondheim, as well as those who have loved him deeply and everyone in between? So it was an inevitable choice to start this with our great partnership with the Pasadena Unified School District, all of the high schools in Pasadena, bringing them all together to do a student production of Into the Woods, but I would say an enhanced student production. The students are working with professional theater artists to make a production out of their imaginations. So they are overseeing the scenic design and the costume design, over 200 students coming together with different classes to not only star in the show, but be in the orchestra, make the costumes, design the costumes, help with the lighting, all of the different facets of theater, truly to make it from their imaginations.
How much input do the kids really have, though, all these students? I mean, you're really giving them some authority and some creative license,
aren't
you? They are
in the driver's seat, yes. We believe here that every human being is an artist or has the capacity. And, of course, you know, there's the spectrum of art making, but everyone has some ability to do it. So we decided, let's give them the keys to the car. Let's have a group of students who, for instance, are costume students or are in a class that specializes in costume. We had them read the script. We had them work with their teacher and with professional designers and ask them how they would perceive these characters. So what today's high school kids think about a prince and what he would be wearing and how that demonstrates class or prestige or power. And it's all from their imagination. So they dream it up and then they make it. And they're all coming together, led by a professional director, Fran DeLeon. And we're putting it all up in the over 3,000-seat Pasadena Civic Auditorium. And it's the kickoff to our six-month celebration.
The kids may know West Side Story, right? Because there was the remake by Steven Spielberg or you know, a lot of these musicals. But do they know Stephen Sondheim? Do they actually, you know, do they have an understanding of, you know, what a heavy hitter he was?
Yeah, I mean, surprisingly, some did. I mean, Into the Woods, there was the film on, you know, Disney Plus. Now it's on there, so they were familiar with that. But I think our approach with it is we work very hard here at the Playhouse to take the elitism of theater out of it and just meet everyone where they're at. So for those students, we never came in saying, this is important. Stephen Sondheim's important. What you're doing is important. Because we think that interrupts the creative process. And so it was really always about, this is a wonderful piece of work that you get to create with your friends and students from other schools. And I think throughout the process, through going through the work and really digging into it, they've fallen in love with Stephen Sondheim. They've understood the complexity and depth and nuance of the work, especially how it compares with other musical theater. And so I've had the pleasure of sort of popping into rehearsals and seeing students' eyes open wider to this and really having finding an immense joy and fun in putting this together.
Where did you find them, these students? I mean, did you just do like a casting call or a cattle call, or I mean, was it like
you got?
Is that what it was? Really, that was it. It was that easy.
Yeah, we put out an just like we do for all of our shows at the Playhouse. We always have an open call that any member of the community, you know, for our season shows here, our main stage shows, you have to be a member of the union. But for this, we took the very same approach, and we went to all of the high schools. We talked to them about it last year before the school year was ending. We not only went to the theater classes, but we went to the school wide network of just telling all of the students anyone can audition. And we had auditions in all five of the PUSD high schools. And then we picked sort of the best who came together. And then the rest of the kids who didn't get cast, we gave them opportunities in terms of the other aspects of making a play, since acting is just one little aspect of that.
How can you catch this show, by the way, Danny? I mean, you said it's playing a few dates, but some of those dates are just for students, right?
That's correct. So two of the performances, we have three total because it's a very large theater. So two of the performances we are filling the audiences with students from Pasadena Unified School District. And then there is one evening performance, and that performance we at the Playhouse have decided to remove all the barriers for it. So it is completely free to the public. And we're delighted to be able to offer that. So the friends and family members and just anyone in the community who cares about all things Sondheim or all things High School Musical Theater are welcome to come and cheer on these wonderful young people who are giving so much of themselves for all of us.
And we'll have a link, obviously, to those dates and to the Pasadena Playhouse at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. Danny Feldman, Artistic Director over at the Pasadena Playhouse. Danny, thanks for coming on and talking to us today.
Wonderful. We hope to see you not just there for Into the Woods, but for our whole six-month celebration. Thank you so much.
Going to do it for us today. Next week, a deeper dive on all the rain and how drought has quickly turned into deluge, an e-bike program in Pacoima that may be out of juice, and reuniting Holocaust survivors in OC. They were both on the train so many years ago that rescued kids from the Nazis. All next week on Greater LA. Have a story idea for us? What's on your mind? Let us know at our website, kcrw.com/GLA. And of course, you can subscribe to the podcast, too, kcrw.com/GreaterLA. Juliana Mayo, Nihar Patel, Sonia Geis, Ted Robbins, Ray Guarna, Phil Richards, Jay Siebold, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all helped put the episode together this evening. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for your time and, of course, the ear. Have a great night.